Now, I have found out that we're not the only people who run a 5:30 club. There's a 5:30 club running out of Cronulla by a bloke called Brenton Parks. So a bunch of people get up nice and early. They go to the 5:30 club at a local cafe. And what they do, it's called the power hour. The theory is if you're up at 5:30, you've got this sweet spot, an hour where you can really get ahead of the game. You might be reading books that you otherwise wouldn't read. You might be catching up on admin, or you might just be having conversations with people and waking up and starting the day in a positive way. One of the founders of the 5:30 Club in Cronulla is Brenton Parks. He's on the line. G'day, Brenton.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right. So the 5:30 Club's in Cronulla.
5:30 Club definitely started in Cronulla. We've got 15 clubs around the country now, which is just ridiculous. We're launching another four on Monday. I can't even believe it.
So here was me thinking, oh, well, we've come up with this great idea, the 5:30 Club, and you've been doing it already.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a couple of years now, but you're not going to believe it. I told one of the young girls yesterday that I'm going on 2GB with Ben Fordham, and she goes, that's what I listen to. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And she goes, no, in my power hour, that's who I listen to. I'm like, you're telling me you listen to Ben Fordham in the power hour? I go, why? That's amazing. We all, you know, journal, work, read, etc. She goes, I don't know, I just like the sound of his voice.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. Now, just explain the theory behind the power hour.
So it is basically this hour, the first thing in the morning, and it's the most beautiful hour because it's the quiet hour, the dark hour. You don't need to return anyone's calls. You don't need to get back to anyone on, you know, on the emails or whatever. It's an hour that's for you, and you can decide what you do, whether that is, you know, journaling, whether it's reading. You know, me and my friends, we read the Bible. There's people listening to podcasts. There's people doing meditation, yoga, whatever it is. Like, there's some people exercising, whatever it is. It's that first hour of the morning for you to set intention for the day.
I love this story. There's a bloke called Harvey who's 26. He's a plumber. He hadn't read a book since school, and after a mentor gave him a list of 30 personal development books, what he does between 5:30 and 6:30 in the power hour, he reads, he learns, he grows.
I love that. Yeah, he's been sitting next to me the last couple of weeks. We've just been chatting just briefly, but it is incredible for, like, you know, a young guy that was just doing the same thing every weekend. He was doing his, you know, trade every day, and then on the weekends just bendering, just going out, getting on it, whatever. He's like, I've got to break his lifestyle, and somehow found the 5:30 club, and he's now just getting up that extra bit earlier. And he's kind of just setting his intention, like, what do I want to do my day, my life? Like, where am I going? And he's kind of just reading and learning so much more with all the books as well. It's incredible to see his journey.
So do members of the 5:30 clubs, do they go somewhere in particular, or they just do their own thing in their own place?
No, so it's actually at your local cafe, and it's all on our Instagram and website. But for us, we meet at Bianchini's in Cronulla, and then, you know, we've got Queensland, Melbourne, etc. It's all around the country. And there's all different cafes just hosting it.
It's a fantastic idea, and I congratulate you for it. So if you go onto Instagram and search The 5:30 Club, you'll be able to find more details. And, mate, I'll be now thinking about your 5:30 clubs while we're launching our 5:30 Club. And really, it's the one big 5:30 Club, really, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's incredible. Honestly, like, whether you're near the cafe or not, I'd encourage anyone to get up at 5:30. Get up in that hour. And do whatever you want. You know, get the good gun out, give yourself a massage, whatever you're doing. I heard you got one of those in the station. Whatever you need, just get up and do it.
Mate, I've got one next to me right now. Brenton also invented this thing called the good gun, which is basically a gun-shaped massage device where you can massage your back or your shoulders or your legs or anything else. And, mate, I've spent all night at Homebush filming a TV show. I had it out there because I was on my feet for about 10 hours straight, so I've had it going all night. Mate, I'm so happy to know that the 5:30 Club is up and running, and if you guys wanted to do an excursion sometime into the radio studio at 5:30 in the morning, then you just let me know and we'll welcome you in, and I'll shout bacon and egg rolls.
Oh, mate, you had me at bacon egg rolls. That's fantastic.
Good on you, Brenton.
Good on you. Thanks, Ben.
Brenton Parks. So there you go. There are 5:30 clubs popping up all over the place in Sydney, Canberra, Wollongong, Queensland, Melbourne, and right here on 2GB.